This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Pope Francis is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. He is the third pope to have that honor. The magazine says Pope Francis shifted the church away from doctrinal police work and towards healing Catholicism. We asked you to tell us what you thought, and here's what one listener had to say.
I love the Pope. I feel like it's really important that he's shining a light on poor people and people who are disadvantaged. Finally, I feel like the Pope is doing the work of the church. And I find it interesting, considering that I'm a Jewish person, how much I do like the Pope.
Here's to tell us more about how the Pope is changing the church is Mark Marcouli. He's Dean of the School of Theology and Ministry at Seattle University, a Jesuit institution. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ross.
What do you think about Time's citation saying that this Pope, Pope Francis, has shifted the church away from what they call doctrinal police work? You think that's accurate?
Well, I guess to a certain extent, I think what he really has done is to kind of reprioritize what it means to be a Catholic, and I think in a very real way what it means to be a Christian. And for, judging by the way people are responding to him worldwide, even anybody who's a person of faith or goodwill, they're seeing in this guy a kind of a religious leader whose humanity is very authentic and very much present to his public persona.
Time credits Pope Francis for changing the tone of the Catholic Church. They wrote, "He's not changed the words, but he's changed the music," end quote. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, actually, that's a beautiful metaphor for what he's done thus far. There's an emotional aspect that music carries that I believe this particular pope has managed to carry in a very, very short time, really, when you think about it. So he's set a tone where people's affective orientation to matters of faith and the things that are important in life are given kind of an encouragement to become part of the conversation. Whereas I think the Catholic Church has been generally perceived in some places as being very heavily cognitive for the past few years in its orientation. It's trying to reason people to a certain place rather than trying to welcome them into a conversation.
And this cognitive approach, you think, has not been the right way to go?
Well, the Catholic Church the theology is really a both and. It's not an either or. So you really need both. I mean, you need clear critical thinking, but you also need an affective, emotional resonance to the suffering in the world and to the human condition and the challenges in the condition. What's I think been unique about Pope Francis, it's not like previous popes were not also deeply concerned about the suffering in the world and the pain that many people find in trying to make their way through life. This particular pope, though, seems to generate something where people feel like this guy, he's one with me in the struggle, and he understands at a really deep level, which, given where he came from in Argentina and the kind of experience he had as a young priest and as a young man and a boy, he probably has some firsthand experience of human suffering in a way that a lot of people don't.
This citation from Time magazine of Pope Francis as the Person of the Year, saying that he has not changed the words, but he's changed the music. To me, that sounds like someone who isn't saying anything differently, but they're saying it in a different way.
I think that's, you could probably make that argument, but, when you change the tune, it has a different type of effect on people. And the tune actually, the question then becomes, when does the form actually begin to become substance itself? So if Christianity is perceived through this pope to be first about welcoming, first about trying to connect with people at the level of a common humanity, at a level of trying to seek the good, the true, the beautiful, and the best way that we can at this particular moment in our life, in this particular context that we live in, you can have critical thinking about complex issues that is a part of that, but that initial engagement allows you to not only enter into a conversation, but also to listen to others in a different way.
Clearly, some people feel differently about Pope Francis, but does that reflect what's actually going on? A Pew analysis from before Francis became pope found that people who claim a strong Roman Catholic identity has never been lower. Is there any evidence that he's moving the needle on that?
I think from a sociological perspective and looking at that research, it's it's really too early to be able to tell what kind of an effect he's having on the rank and file. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence of some Catholics coming back to the church after a long absence, and there's stories that people are telling. So much of those kind of surveys are actually trying to measure attitudinal things, which are very fleeting and can change over a short period of time. That Pew study is confirmed some things that have come out with other studies over a period of the past maybe 5 to 8 years. So I wouldn't imagine that you would see substantive shifts that would be occurring yet.
Finally, Mark, we've got a little bit of time left. Have you taken anything from Pope Francis's example into your life?
Well, you know, as a young Catholic seminarian, I spent a lot of time actually living and working in poor neighborhoods, and I think that his choice of name, the kind of way that he lives his life, has helped to renew my own commitment to trying to do whatever I can to help those who live on the margins of society. I think that's one of the gifts he's given to the world. He's reignited their imagination on the possibility of what they can do to actually substantively change the world.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of idealists probably really resonate heavily with this guy.
Mark Marcouli, Dean of the School of Theology and Ministry at Seattle University, reflecting on Pope Francis's selection as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. You're listening to The Record.